Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are certainly all in red today, not unlike a week ago when we started the first day of the new week in September and found that we couldn't take out the previous week's high or the previous month's high and also the contract high, and then we fell off and caught selling. Well, last night's rally off of the hot weekend was actually somewhat anemic. It didn't seem like it had good follow-through, and therefore it would be only natural to expect the trade will sell into it. Remember, we're in September, and the bears are thinking harvest coming around the corner, keeps trying to sell these rallies. And nothing wrong with that, and we're killing time as we go towards the USDA report here on Thursday. Still, I think this crop is not out there in the beans. I think the corn crop's going to disappoint producers when they get those combines really rolling. Now, if you're in marginal land or land that's hilly, like in Kentucky, Tennessee, the Delta, the Southeast, well, there the ground isn't as good, and therefore it seems to be yielding better because it drains easier when they've continued to have all these rains. But harvest is getting a little bit of a late start there, too. In the meantime, we've also got an issue where I think they're going to find this year a good yield in Illinois is going to be what would normally be an average yield in Illinois as a whole. And in Iowa, average isn't even going to be seen, I don't think, nor in Nebraska. I think average will be what they see, not this 200-plus bushel to the acre consistently on irrigated ground. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.